Hey fam, welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast, the art of hearing God's perfect will. The podcast that invites you to tune into God's guidance and discover his flawless plan for your life. I'm Michelle Honora, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you here. I'm an author, speaker, and spiritual direction coach, as well as the founder and director of the Center for Prophetic Listening. In a world filled with noise and distractions, finding clarity in God's will can be a challenge, especially if you're facing significant life transitions. Whatever challenges you're encountering, you're about to learn how to discern God's perfect will for both significant and everyday situations. So tune in, open your heart, and embark with me on this sacred quest to hear God's voice and discern his perfect will for your life. Welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast. All right. Lori, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for Teddy's heart to listen and to hear your voice and your voice alone. We come to you with expectant and grateful hearts. Your word says in James 1:5 that you pour out your wisdom liberally on all who ask for it. So we just take you at your word. Lord, we repent for all of our sins, sins of omission and commission. We come to you with clean hearts and pure consciences, and we receive the forgiveness your son died to give us. We renounce, disavow, and change our minds over any agreement with the enemy or the things of the enemy. And we plead the blood of Jesus over us afresh. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command any spirit that is not of God to be bound and silenced by the blood and the authority of Jesus Christ. Any spirit of deception, confusion, disorder, any spirit trying to disguise itself as God's voice, I cut off your tongues and I silence your voice. I banish you from our presence and I bind you to the foot of the cross. Every last spirit, named or not named, that is not of God, you are banished from this place, rendered ineffective, and completely silenced. I revoke any invitation extended to you, knowingly or unknowingly, by me or by Teddy. Leave now, go to the foot of the cross, and do not return. We are children of the Most High King, and you are not allowed to speak to us or bring any sort of deception, confusion, or influence of any kind in the name of Jesus. And right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our bodies. We command our minds, our thoughts, our flesh, to be silent and still for the duration of this session. We place our minds, thoughts, understandings, and biases on the shelf, and we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come to a place of prominence inside of us. Holy Spirit, we invite you to take the driver's seat of our beings. We submit our minds, wills, and emotions to you. Let us see what you see. Let us hear what you hear. Let us perceive what you and only you perceive. We want to receive what you have to say through your spotless lens. Lord, I just thank you for your voice, your presence, and your willingness to speak. Let us hear your voice and your voice alone. We come to you with ready and expectant hearts, and we thank you for the revelation that you're about to give us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Lord, we just lift up the first question to you. Father, is Teddy to continue on her entrepreneurial journey in this particular season of her life? Or are there any adjustments that she needs to make? And Lord, we want to know, is she meant to get a stable 9-to-5? Is she meant to do something part-time while she works on her endeavor? Or is she supposed to stick on the path that she's currently on with her entrepreneurial work? You ready?
Yeah. Something very interesting happened. When you asked the question and we kept quiet, I wrote the word yes. And then a message popped up, and a friend of mine, she's organizing a Christmas party, and she wrote something, and I saw the word Secret Santa, and it popped up on my screen, Secret Santa. And my dad, when he was in the hospital, after waking up, he told me that he had a dream. And while he was unconscious, he met a woman in his dream. And she asked him, "Who do you want to be?" And he said, "I want to be Santa." And she said, you can be Santa. And that was the conversation. Mm. So to me, that's interesting because we can be what we want to be.
Mm-hmm. So like he's given you permission.
Probably up to me.
Yeah. You want to know what I heard?
It's amazing, too.
I know, this is exciting. Okay. This is what I heard. At first I heard the word, I saw the word stick, like stick to it. And then I heard stay the path, ask me to open wider doors and I will. Do not deviate. Receive strategy from me every morning and I will guide you in your work. And then the Lord gave me Proverbs 16:3, which says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed.
This is so amazing, Michelle, because every morning I have been getting a train of thoughts. Like around 5 or 6, I would wake up and I would just get flooded. I don't really write them down. I know you said that.
Are you going to write them down now?
Yeah. But it's so interesting that you're saying that, because this is with such a certainty. So I think I have to trust. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you for what you've revealed. And I thank you, Father, for confirming to your daughter that you do have her on this journey and that you are more than willing and able to help her to open doors of opportunity and to create increase in her life. Now, Lord, we lift up the second question to you, which is Teddy called, is she still called to work in sales, or do you have a different profession for her? Ready?
Yeah, something interesting came to mind. So the first thing that came was build a community, and then the word self-confidence came. And then trust was the word that came. Because I looked at my pen is blue,
mm-hmm.
and blue signifies trust. So when I looked at it, the word trust came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then before we started speaking, I had a picture of someone that I know, and I thought professions are illusion.
Professions are an illusion.
An illusion, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think
That's
that
so
means?
Interesting.
Yeah, this is fascinating. What do you think it means? What's your interpretation?
All this, everything that we have, honestly, I feel like everything that is created for us, sometimes it's profession statuses. They're mm-hmm. not real. They're not mm-hmm. real. They're just for show and maybe to feed the people's ego, and they're an illusion. Yeah, that makes sense. They don't exist really.
You know, I love that he gave you that reassurance, because it sounded to me like there was a question, a little bit of identity. And I think mm-hmm. he wants you to know that your identity is only to be found in him, not in what you do and not in what others might call your profession. And I think he was just confirming that to you, because yeah, everybody has different things that they work at or do, but that doesn't mean that that's the summit of who
that
they are.
They're better or worse.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I had a similar question as you a couple of years ago. Maybe it wasn't that long ago. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. And I basically told the Lord, God, I've never had a career. that was what I told him. I'm like, I've worked. I've always
Welcome
worked.
To the club.
Yeah, it's like, I've always worked, but I don't feel like I've had a career. And then, you know what he told me? He goes, yes, you have. And I'm like, doing what? I've done so many different things that are, especially when you're an entrepreneur, it's like, I've done so many different things, but it doesn't feel like it's not like a doctor or a lawyer or, you know. And he finally told me, he said, Michelle, you are a professional paraclete. And I asked him, like, ooh, what does that mean? And a paraclete is somebody who helps others to hear the voice of God. And he said, that's what you do. And then he also told me there's no roadmap, by the way, for what you do, because there are not that many people who do it like you do it, but mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that you're any less. And so I'll share with you what I heard for you. I heard, I did hear a different profession. Then I heard you are to be a sales expert and leverage the knowledge you know to excel in business and in life. I will pave you a way and give you a roadmap. Trust me.
I mean, I could just drop the mic. I can say, you know, it was a little bit of that. Just trust me. Okay.
Yeah. I have
just
a feeling.
Buckle your seatbelt.
Exactly. I have a feeling he's going to show you exactly what he wants you to create. And then he's going to use all the sales knowledge and experience that you have as a means of making it successful. Like, he's going to show you what to do.
I think that makes sense. You know, someone told me when I was starting in sales, they said to me, you know, you will never be without a job. And I said, what do you mean? And it was another colleague with a lot of experience in sales. And she said, you know how to sell. You'll never be without a job. And then she just left. And now it's coming back to me. And what you said really makes sense. We may do a lot of different things, but all these experiences help us form something that helps other people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Are you ready for the next question?
Now to the kiddos. Yeah.
Yeah, babies. All right. Lord, we just thank you for what you've revealed to Teddy so far. I thank you that you're going to continue to refine and define what her new work is, and that really it's an extension or another evolution of what the work she's already done. So we thank you that nothing was wasted that she's worked at in the past, Lord, but that you're using them as building blocks to take her to the next level. Right now, Father, we lift up this next question to you, which is, what is your destiny for her children? What do you have in store for Sebastian and Sophia? What's the destiny that's over their lives? Ready?
So the interesting thing, because we're talking about two people, I tried to picture them together and the word different came up. They're very mm-hmm. different. So they sort of, their picture was splitting.
Yeah.
What came to mind is love, be patient with Sebastian because he is going 200 miles an hour. And sometimes I'm very impatient with him. I have to confess, I've yelled at him. and I just feel bad about it. And it says, support him on his journey as it has many paths for him. And also the word entrepreneur came up for him. So he could be following. And it, as we both know, it has many paths. So just be there, be supportive, loving, and patient. Mm-hmm. And then for Sophia, when I thought of her, a flower came to mind, like a pink flower, and that she's very caring. Mm-hmm. And at the end, nothing can hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Those are beautiful words for your children.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Lord immediately gave me a word for Sebastian and then one for Sophia. So for Sebastian, I heard passion. Sebastian is a passionate little fellow who will love others fiercely. I've called him to be a great and mighty leader. But like David, he will need to learn to master his emotions. That's what I got for Sebastian.
This is so true.
Is it? Good. I'm like, because I don't know her children. Y'all, I don't know her children.
I know. We just met with his teacher and she was telling me that he's a natural leader. He's a little overconfident. He needs to sort of manage his emotions. So this is unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes I marvel at these things because I'm like, God, I hope this is accurate. This is very specific. Okay. So with Sophia, I heard dainty, soft, delicate, and graceful. Her power is in her words. When she speaks, others will listen because she commands it so.
So when she was born, she wasn't crying. Sebastian was crying. She wasn't crying. She was trying to speak something. She could not speak, but she was making those sounds like speaking. And the lady that was next to me when I was giving birth, she said, she's going to be a lawyer. She's already speaking. So it's so interesting that you said that she's always been very, she's a good speaker. She's 3.5, but she speaks really well, communicates really well. So, very elegant lady.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay. How do you feel?
That's amazing, Michelle. I feel great because I feel like someone else, you gave me the channel to hear things that I was hoping to hear. And that gives me peace. Yeah, I feel peaceful after this.
Good, I'm glad. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I like to close every session with just prayer, thanking God for, you know, what he revealed and praying a blessing over you. And then I'll ask you, you know, your thoughts on prophetic listening, and then I'll let you go because I know we're over time. So let me pray us out. Lord, thank you so much for this time with Teddy. And I bless her, Lord. Bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Bless her in her entrepreneurial journey, Father, that as she stays the path, as she perseveres, that you would continue to pour out wisdom over her, wisdom and insight and strategy, effective strategy, and that you would give her the confidence and the boldness to follow through with what you instruct her to, even if it doesn't make sense in the natural. I pray, Lord, that you would also reveal to her the direction and the shape that her work is supposed to take, as you pave new ways and new paths of increase for her. And I lift up her children to you. I lift up Sebastian and Sophia, Father. Give their parents wisdom on how to help Sebastian channel his passion and his confidence and his fierce love in a way that is healthy and productive, Lord, so that he can be the great and mighty leader he's called to be, and help them to nurture and foster Sophia in her ability to utilize her words and to own her power as an individual, even if she isn't as a bold and boisterous and hearty boy. We just thank you, Father, for the ways in which you've created both of Teddy's children, and that they can be free to be themselves and grow into exactly who you call them to be. And I just pray your blessing and your covering over her entire family. And we thank you, Lord, for, again, creating increase. Just bless them and cover them and protect these words that you've spoken over her. In Jesus' name, amen. All
thank
right.
So, much,
so what's
Michelle.
The verdict?
Yeah.
What do you think of prophetic listening?
I think it's beautiful. One of my biggest concerns when I was coming into the call was, what if I don't hear anything? And what if, you know, some chatter comes up and I can't recognize the voice? And what I realize is when we asked the questions, how truthful they are. And it's unbelievable to me how clear the voice is. It was so clear.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. I would recommend it to everyone who wants to feel some sort of peace and clarity in their life.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, Teddy. If people wanted to find you, find your work, maybe follow what you do, where can they reach you?
TeddyKamenova.com. And I'm also very active on LinkedIn, and I do classes, webinars occasionally.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, thank you
Excellent.
so much for having me, Michelle.
My pleasure. So I will be putting the link and the details of Teddy's site and the episode notes. Thank you for those of you who watched this episode, listened to this episode. I hope this was a blessing to you, and I will see you on the next one. Hey, fam fam, I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this episode. I really, really hoped that you were blessed by it. If this taught you anything about hearing God more clearly, about listening to him with other people, if it inspired you watching other people connect with the voice of God, I want to encourage you, share this show. Don't be greedy. Don't keep this all to yourself. Share this show. Let other people know about the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Share it on your social. Text a friend about it. Bring it up in conversation. Whatever that looks like for you. Also, if you could do me a huge solid and leave a review, guys, that helps increase visibility. There is nothing like word of mouth traction. So please leave a review. Lastly, if you want to connect with me on social media, you can hit me up on Instagram at TheMichelleAnora. You can also find my work, my resources, my e-courses, as well as the certification program on www.propheticlistening.com. Thank you again. Tune into the next episode. We're here every week. Can't wait to see you on the flip side. God bless.